友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
请哥林多后书五章十一到十五节，我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。我们若果癫狂，是为神；若果谨守，是为你们。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。求神大大赐福每一位恭读他话语的人。我们今天借着哥林多后书第五章第十一到十五节这段的经文来思想一个题目，叫做为谁而活。
Based on 2 Corinthians chapter 5:11-15, we can think about the topic living for whom。
刚才我们读的这段经文，我们已经知道保罗的答案，他说他是为谁而活。
When we read the scripture, we already know the Paul's answer.
刚刚读过，大家还记得吧？他说他是为谁而活？为主而活。
Living for Christ.
那我们今天每个人可以 pause for a moment, think about, 我们每个人自己可以想一下，那我到底是为什么而活？
So today we can pause a moment to think about who we live for, living for whom.
才知道我们这个为何而活这个题目啊，是人生三大终极哲学问题之一。
Living for whom or living for what is one of the three ultimate philosophy life questions.
在我们做福音布道的时候，常常会和福音的朋友、慕道的朋友来分享这个题目。
When we do the gospel conference, we usually share this topic to the seeker.
那我们在这个哲学上面，我们常常说，不管东方哲学、西方哲学，都要去思考这三个问题。
So whether it's East philosophy or West philosophy, we often to think about these three questions.
这三个问题很简单。
The three questions are simple.
我们左边的是中文的表述，右边的是英文的一个版本的表述。
We have these two versions, Chinese and English.
首先，我从哪里来的？
Where did we come from?
第二，我是谁？括号为何而活？
Why are we here and how should we live?
为什么有个括号我为何而活呢？因为你为什么而活，就决定了你是谁，就这么简单。
Living for what or living for whom decides who you are.
那第三个问题就是我将要往哪里去？
The hope for our future or the life after death.
曾经呢，有一个慕道的朋友，他非常诚实的跟我说。
Once in a while, our seeker friends used to tell me honestly.
这是好多年以前了。这个慕道友说，他说他自己人生的目的就是为了孩子，为了职业，就为这个活着。
It's a couple a long time ago, and he said his life purpose just for children and for his career.
非常可以理解，因为实际上很多的朋友们，如果你真的问起来你为什么而活，大家往往都是这样的答案。
It's very understandable because when you ask somebody, usually they will give this answer.
为了家庭，为了事业。
For family, for career.
那好，那我们一个信主得救的人，我们究竟应该为谁？我们还有一个括号，为何而活呢？
As a believer, as a faith person, should live for whom or should live for what?
大家可能已经注意到了，我们有个为何 ,for what, 括号 for whom, 为谁。
Maybe everybody already noticed we have a living for what and we have for whom.
这里的对比在于你是为什么样的事物东西活着、啊、还是为一个具体的一个人一个 person, 一个 being, 一个位格而活着。
That comparison about you living for an object or is living for a person.
有的人是真的是为什么东西活为何而活 ,for what? 是 for some kind of material,、啊、为物质。啊、我已经都讲了。yeah. 那也有的人呢、啊、他高尚一点他是为什么主义、啊、信仰意识形态而活。
Somebody thinking they are noble, so they're living for ideal or concept.
那么也有的人呢，他是为了生命啊 ，for life 这个位格 person 而活。
Somebody living for life.
那弟兄姊妹们，请大家一定注意一点，包括我们还没有信主的慕道的朋友、福音的朋友，请大家注意一点。
Brother and sister and the seeker, we need to be aware.
一个大家公认的。事实是这样子的。
We have the fact of truth.
为谁而活强于为何而活。
Living for whom is better than living for what?
大家明白这里面的道理吧。你为物质为金钱啊为地位为所有外在的这些东西啊为车子为房子。这些而活着。
Living for the external material, like job, career, house, the car.
这些东西都会过去。
The organic path.
所以一个人他说我是为了我自己的孩子为我家人而活要比他说我是为了我家的那个房子和我们开的那辆车子而活这个要高尚这个大家都同意吧。
Does anybody agree, like, it sounds like more noble, I say, I'm living for a family, not just like, family living a house.
那么还有的人说我是为了一个主义一个信仰意识形态 ,ideology, 为这种信仰活着。
Somebody said, like, claim, like, I believe in some ideology, some belief.
其实这样一种的理想主义信仰也分两种。
So, separate for two from?
在这样一种的主义信仰实际上背后可以落到还是一些的外在的物质的这些表现形态上面去。
So those two ideology finally just gonna lean on the external material.
让一个外在的东西一个人造的偶像去控制掌管我们的生命。
The man can idolize and to control us.
那这个一般被人认为是比较不是那么高尚的不是那么崇高的一个理想主义信念。
That kind of ideology is maybe not that noble.
那么还有另外一种他的这样的理想主义是为着人。
Another ideology is for human.
我们来自中国大陆的弟兄姊妹对这个都很熟悉了解。
But for people who come from mainland China, maybe familiarize on this idea.
我从小入少先队。
When I was young, I was in a party.
Young pioneer.
Young pioneer.
是戴着红领巾。
Wear the red tie represent the party.
Yeah. 那么这个叫什么呢叫共产主义事业的接班人。
This is called communism ideology.
Yes. 那么这个共产主义事业它是非常理想很伟大很宏大的。
This ideology sounds like very loved and very noble.
大家知道我们从小就被教育要为什么而活着为什么而斗争吗
For when we child, we be taught who we fight for, who we live for.
它虽然是讲是唯物主义但是它的理想绝不是只是为了物质所谓的 material.
This ideology maybe not only focus on material, but also...
Yeah, it's called material, but it's not merely on material things.
Okay.
Yeah. 它是为了什么大夫记得为了解放全人类而斗争啊。
So it's called like we need to free all humankind in this world.
当我们一说到这个的时候你们不热血沸腾吗想当年
When the people tell you like that, you feel like a passion on that?
你们都比我聪明是不是都比我有智慧。我那个时候真的是哦这是多么宏大伟大的一个理想为了这个事而活着。
When I was taught is this passionate ideology, I was really truly feel like have passion for that.
但是我们都经历过那样一个理想那样一个信念幻灭的事。
But we all been through this ideal or this belief just disappear.
后来我们发现不是那么回事。
We realized this is not what they taught.
我们为了解放全人类
When we try to feel whole humankind,
我们发现外面的很多那些人类活得比我们还好。
We realize the people outside of us have a better life.
原来我们说在这个西方美国有很多水深火热当中的人民，我们要来解救他们。
We've been told like Western people, they are living in terrible life. We need to free them.
然后发现我们自己在水深火热当中。
But doesn't realize we are living in a terrible situation.
后来我们更发现那些向我们灌输为了解放全人类而斗争的人他们自己不是这样的。
Later on we realize people who taught us this ideology they didn't live that way.
他们自己也不信这些。
They disbelieve.
那当我们幻灭以后就是讲到一些过往的经历一些年轻人可能不是很熟悉到了90年代的时候上世纪90年代的时候大家知道了好了为什么呢一切向前看
So maybe some young people may cannot get the idea but in the 19th century like everybody feels like we all need to just focus on the money
对啊这个向前看呢是一语双关本来是说 look forward 但是这个钱 money same pronunciation look forward to money
Yeah, the 19th century become looking for money.
这是一个很不幸的这样一个光景。
It is very unfortunate we have this.
一切都是用金钱物质去衡量因为没有别的理想。
Everything measured by money or external material.
那难道人真的就是为这个而活吗
Is the people really living for that?
还有很多人根本就回避不去想这个问题。
The majority they just want to avoid that. They don't want to even think about that.
当你去传福音的，当你去跟人讲这些问题的，他说这些跟我没有什么关系。
When you share the gospel and good news to those people, they say, it doesn't really matter with me.
但是我是做传道人的，在很多时候我自己没有办法去回避这个问题，因为很多人问我这个问题。
So since I'm pastor, like I cannot avoid this question. So many people ask me this question.
那我总结发现两类的人比较更多会去问这样的问题。
Well, I summarize two types of people they often ask this type of question.
首先 to our surprise, 可能很多人会觉得很惊讶是那些他们所谓从世俗的标准看活得很丰富很成功赚了很多很多的钱那样的人。
One type of people, surprisingly, is people who wealth and have a lot of external material.
尤其我在去国内去传福音的时候就注意到这一点
When I'm preaching in mainland China I know this
我曾经接触过非常有钱的人
I reach out to people who have so much money
然后他们在这种纸醉金迷之后他会来问这个问题我到底是为什么活着
When they like expunction their stuff they just feel empty and they ask me what were they in for
那么还有一类的人就是仿佛已经走到了人生的绝境的人。
Another type of people they ask this question is people who in the desperate.
经历许多痛苦。
Been through a lot of pain.
在这个时候没有办法再去回避这样一个终极的问题。
In the situation they cannot avoid this question.
所以他们会来寻求这样一个答案。
So they want the answer, they're seeking the answer.
但是绝大部分我们说芸芸众生。
But a majority like ordinary people.
我们觉得我们每一天过得比上不足，比下有余。
Living a life like normal life, thinking we're better than some of other.
或者有人说我每天忙忙碌碌。
Or some people say、oh, we've been busy whole day long.
好像跟着这个宏大的车流，我的这个车子就跟着也往前走。
We're just living slow.
大家开到哪里去，我也开到哪里去。
Whenever the situation go, I mean, I'm just going.
我也不用去思想，我也没有时间去思想，好像没有这个必要去思想，到底我的方向，我的目的是什么？
Just no time to think about, we not feel like no necessary to think about this type of question.
我很喜欢用一个比喻来回答，就是我们在路上开车的时候，就这样跟着开开开开，一直走走走。那么到一个时候，我们需要到旁边的那个休息站来停一停。
I often use this analogy is like when we drive the car, we easily just tackle on the car in front of us, but sometimes we need to just like turn to the rest station.
现在我们都有 GPS.
And now we all have a GPS.
啊，往前推二三十年以前，大部分人至少在美国，中国比较先进，那时候已经开始用大哥大啊。二三十年以前，在美国，大部分人没有手机，没有 GPS.
30 years ago in the United States, they don't have like GPS or like very fancy direction advice.
那有时候我跟我太太开车就要到一个休息站来停一下。
Sometimes me and my wife are gonna have to like park to the rest station to rest.
不单是休息一下，用用洗手间。
Not only just use the bathroom.
还有一个原因。
Another reason.
那时候我跟我太太还年轻，信主时间也不久啊、往往是因为两人吵架了。
So often the reason is like me and my wife get argument.
那吵架是为什么原因呢？是为了开车吵架。
So what reason cause the argument is because of the driving.
到底这条路怎么开？
What exactly we going?
我开车，他看地图。
I'm driving like she's looking at the map.
然后两个人吵起来了。
Then we argue.
好吧，我们到休息站去，好好的去研究研究这个地图。
Then finally we go to the rest station, so just discover or take a deep look on the map.
我们在哪里？我们到底要往哪儿走
？Where are we now and where are we going?
好吧，那我们在这个人生的道路上面。
Just like the in the direction for our life.
我们知道很多时候我们就是这样的忙忙碌碌。
We just without direction, we don't know where we're going.
甚至有的弟兄姊妹说。And barely make it. 啊，我就在这 maintenance mode 啊，这样的。
So some brother would say, I just try my minimum effort.
那，可是花一点时间来想一想。
We need take some time to think.
到底是为什么，或者为谁活着
？So what we exactly living for? What or living for whom?
我们可能为世界上的其他我们所爱的人而活。
We may be living for people who we love.
但是我也遇到很多人，他的目标就是这个目标，就是这个目标，就是这个目标。但有一天他突然失望，失望到一个极点。
But often I meet some people. They say my living just for the goal, but at the end the goal just vanish.
因为他没有一个更高的、更终极的这样一个保障。
Because they don't have the eternal goal, eternal purpose.
人人都说儿女好。
People say children are good.
然后最后儿女忘不了这个好了歌啊，人人都说神仙好，只有儿孙忘不了。
Then some children maybe forgot their parents.
但是后来发现
，later on they realize
这样的一个目标，这样一个目的，可能成空。
The goal or the purpose of that maybe is empty.
我也遇到有的人跟我说，说我就是为我自己活着。
I met somebody that just said I just living for myself.
为了自己活也是一种为谁而活这样一种答案。
Living for myself also is the answer for living for what?
但是其实如果你从哲学上去思想，这样的一个回答等于没有回答。
But if we thinking in the philosophical level, this type of answer equal no answer to the.
你为什么活着？
What are you living for?
我为了活着而活着。
We are living for living.
基本上这个答案就是这样的一个答案。
just like that.
这是一个无奈的答案。
It's a sad answer.
而且这个答案最后的结局我们后面会讲。
And the answer of we're going to mention later.
那么我们看到在哥林多后书第五章的前半段那里有七个对比。
So when we see the second Corinthians first half chapter 5, we can see the seven comparisons.
使保罗对比地上的帐篷还有天上的房屋。
Pastor Paul mentioned about the earthly camp and the heavenly house.
那今天这一段呢他更进一步的到住在这样的帐篷或者天上未来房屋里面的这个基督徒我们将面对的这三方面的一个对比或者说一个晋升。
In today's message, we will deep take a look at the three comparisons for a Christian.
首先我们来看第一点叫做劝人还有夸口。
The first point, we'll just see the persuade words are both.
保罗在上一段的经文当中有讲到我们这地上的帐篷要拆毁我们有天上永存的房屋那是一个非常美好的一个境界。
So Paul mentioned about the tents eventually going to tear down and we have a heavenly house.
那保罗也讲到他为了这样的一个主的托付他甘心乐意的来受苦来摆上自己。
So Paul also mentioned about like he willing to suffering and go through all the difficulties.
他是一个辛辛苦苦传道劝人悔改的人。
He's a preaching the gospel also urging people to repent.
那么在第十一节告诉我们为什么他要这样去辛辛苦苦的去劝人。
In verse 11, we can see why he wanted to do, why he persevered meant to do that.
这实在是一个费力不讨好而且常常得罪人的一个工作。
It is a tough job.
那保罗在这里说我知道一个原因他说他知道一个原因因为主是可畏的。
But Paul knows the answer why we to persevere people because God is awesome.
Yeah, 我很喜欢我们 very good translation. 我很喜欢我们这个 New King James Version, 这个新雅各王版本他用了一个词这个词的分量很重他说 the terror of the Lord.
We like the New King James Version, they emphasize the terror.
我们今天一说到这个 terror, 我们不寒而栗。
When we mention the terror, we just feel.
我们会联想到哈马斯。
We relate to Hamas.
是不是会联想到塔利班。
Some other extremist group.
联想到那些恐怖主义很可怕。
Some extremist terrorism.
但实际上这个词本身当它用来形容神形容我们的主的时候。
But when this word described to God.
这个词不能够翻译成恐怖大家注意。
It can like to think terrible.
实际上刚才我们的姐妹她的翻译非常的好在我们英文当中有时候我们常常用另外一个词把它都有点用烂了
Sometimes we use another word to describe God to often
比如说这个买一件漂亮衣服回来
For example we get some new clothes
然后比如师母穿上了然后就给我看你看我这个新衣服怎么样
Yeah, my wife's gonna show me off and see how it looks
然后我就说 awesome
I often reply awesome
今天我们这个 awesome 这个词挂在嘴边每天怎么也得讲那么几次对不对
Today we often to use awesome We're gonna say a couple more times every day
你看我这个歌曲唱的怎么样 awesome
How's my thing awesome
你看这个我这个新买的 computer 怎么样 awesome
How's my new computer awesome
你看我这个 computer game 打的好不好 awesome
How can I, the game, how can I play well? Yeah, awesome.
Awesome 的这个字跟 all 是什么意思啊?
What's the meaning of the all?
是什么意思?
What's the meaning of the all?
是可畏的。
It's a,
带有可怕的这样的一个意思。
The also mentions the fear and terror.
这个仍然这里不是在讲的那样一种恐怖。恐怖主义恐怖分子好像一种黑暗的不是。
It's not talk about the terrorism or darkness.
您知道吗黑暗可以让人感觉到很恐惧
We all know the darkness will make people fear
圣经当中有黑暗象征撒旦魔鬼罪恶死亡 这样的一种境界
in Bible they often refer to the sadness and darkness and evil.
对，神救我们是出黑暗入光明，对不对？
God save us from the evil to light.
啊，所以我们知道这个黑暗是不好的，这个是让人感到恐怖。那您晓不晓得实际上非常光明荣耀，上次我们有讲到这个荣耀，这样的一个状况底下，我们人也会感觉到一种的 in awe 敬畏的一种心情。
So the darkness will make people fear, but in the brightness, we also have the sense of awe.
当那个圣洁的神，那个光明的神显现的时候，人就是那种状态。
When the brightness and the holy God in front of us, we will feel awe.
旧约当中的犹太人都知道，当神的荣光向我们显现，人站立不住。
In Old Testament, we know like we cannot stand in front of God.
人活不了。
We cannot, in Old Testament, we cannot live.
所以他们说叫做 awesome in awe.
So that's why they say it's awesome.
那可惜这个词今天已经被我们用烂了。
But unfortunately, we use too often.
好，那我们现在把 terror 放在一边，把 awe 也放在一边。圣经里面还有一个词常常的讲到我们在神面前应该有的一种正确的态度。
Another word we supposed to be have to describe when we refer to the attitude to God.
好，考考大家，英文里面也不是 terror， 也不是 awe， 是什么？
But you can think.
感谢主 ，very good. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. 啊，敬畏 ，fear， 这是对神的一种健康的、正常的，我们人应该有的。一种的态度。
The fear is most supposed to be the most healthy and the correct way to God.
我们的主，我们的神实在是可畏的。
Our Lord, our Jesus is need to be feared.
如果大家不明白、不了解的话，做父母的你一定要知道。
If we don't understand the people who are parents, they may need understand this.
我们的子女、我们的孩子对父母有各种各样的感情。啊，表达都有。
Our children have different like expression and attitude to their parents.
有爱啊，有依靠啊，有感谢感恩等等，这些当然都要有。
Love, dependence and yeah.
做孩子的对父母要不要有敬畏
？As a children, should we have respect to parents?
请做父母的回答，要不要有？如果要是有父母说没有，我就一味的爱他，我不能够让我的孩子有对我有一点点的怕，那你这个父母做的很可能是很失败
的。And maybe it's not good if you just encourage your children never respect you, never fear of you.
那以后我们养出来的就是小公主、小皇帝、小霸王。
Well, we probably gonna raise the children in little breath, yeah.
Yeah. 对，今天弟兄姊妹们，我们基督徒对神的认识看法，千万不要把它就当成那个圣诞老公公的化身。
We cannot think about when we attitude to our God. We cannot think about the we cannot think that as a Santa Claus.
我们的神的慈爱长阔高深，完全没有问题 ，no question about that.
There's no question about our God love us so much.
可是你要知道。神是可畏的，只用的是 terror。
Yeah, but we have to know the terror of the Lord.
所以保罗说，因此我一定要劝人，我们的神是这样的圣洁，是这样的光明，是这样的美好。我们这些罪人要怀着一种什么样的敬虔到他的面前来呀？
Therefore, Paul urged to us why we need to have this attitude to God.
神是公义的，神是不以有罪为无罪的神。
God is righteous, and God never treat the unrighteous to righteous.
神是烈火，神是审判的神。
God is jealous, God is a fear, a fire.
Fire, yeah. 那今天我们作为基督徒
，Today as we are Christian,
我问问大家，我们怕神吗
？I want to ask you guys, what we fear for.
我再说一遍，我们这里不是讲的是那种恐惧啊。
We're not talking about the terrorism.
是我们对神应当有的这样一种的敬畏敬虔的态度。
We're talking about the attitude to respect and the fear.
我遇到很多的基督徒，他们不怕神啊。
I met so many Christians. It seems like they don't fear of God.
他们真的不怕神。
They really don't fear of God.
他们什么都敢做。
They can do whatever they want to do.
什么都敢说。
They say whatever they want to say.
我觉得实在是好可怕。
I think it's beyond my thinking.
我有时候在心中为这样的弟兄姊妹来祷告的时候，我心中有说不出来的滋味。
It's hard to describe my feeling when I pray for people like them.
我希望他们能够对神多有一点的怕。
I really thinking they should have a little sense of fear to God.
这有些事情我们是不敢做的，是不敢讲的。
Sometimes something we should fear to do it or should fear to say something.
我看到他们的所行所言，我为他们感到害怕。
When I saw the behavior of them, I feel them.
弟兄姊妹们。
Yeah, brother and sister.
让我们对神多一些的敬畏。
Let us the fear of the Lord.
因着对神的敬畏，我们劝人。
Because the fear of the Lord,we persuade.
诗篇五十五篇十八到二十节讲到有些人他们不怕神。
Psalm 55, 18 to 20, they mention some people don't fear the Lord.
诗人看到许许多多这样的人，使徒保罗看到许许多多这样的人。
Pastor Paul sees so many people like that.
从旧约到新约，给我们看到许许多多这样的人。
From Old Testament to New Testament, we see so many people don't fear of Lord.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理。今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。